And it is 7:45. We're at 48 degrees. There's drizzle coming down, but it is nice and dry in the West Bend Public Library where we find our friend Hannah this morning. Good morning. I sound like I'm in a radio drama there for a second.
Right? I hope it's nice and dry. I knocked on wood after you said that.
Yeah, you know. It's a nice building. I'm sure it's very solid and weatherproof. So
yes.
So anyway,
but that was a very dramatic intro. Thank you. Very appropriate.
We'll work on that as she sits at her desk on a Wednesday morning.
And then it could turn into like a film noir, like, oh, and the dame walked in. And yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I like where this is going.
Yeah. We'll work on that. Oh, man. It is September already. Where did the summer go?
I don't know. I didn't do anything during it. So.
Well, I didn't either, but yet it seemed like it went really fast.
Yeah. Suddenly I blinked and it was, 48 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
Which September, is okay. I'm a fall person, so this worked out for me.
I like fall. I just don't like what comes after fall. You know?
I do, but then you have an excuse to not do anything.
Ah, see, there you go.
Sorry, I can't leave the house. There's snow.
I mean, it might snow tomorrow. I can't leave the house today.
I got to get ready for it. I have to prepare emotionally.
Right, exactly. But September, library card sign-up month.
It absolutely is the most wonderful month of the year, in my opinion. And to celebrate library card sign-up month, we have a special scavenger hunt that everyone can participate in. Whether you've had a library card for a long time, or you just signed up, or you're in the process of signing up right now, you pick up a scavenger hunt card at the library, then you answer the questions, turn your answers in at the information desk on the first floor, and you get automatically entered into a drawing for a book bag full of prizes. Winners will be announced on October 5th, so don't miss out on that.
Oh, so I could pick up that card when I stop to pick up materials at the library today.
You absolutely can. And if you don't have a library card yet, you just go to getyourlibrarycard.org and sign up for one. Super easy.
Ah, okay. Well, let's before we get into the events that are going on, this is going to be my first time today stopping to pick up things with the new COVID procedures in place. So what are my options when I want to stop and pick up my first season of Krypton today?
Well, your options are you can call the circulation desk, so call 262-335-5151 and say, hey, I'm outside and I have my library card. I have holds to pick up, and see if there's someone who's nice enough to run them out to you in this weather.
If
it was thunderstorming, we'd probably say, hang on a little bit. But otherwise, you can come in. You do need to wear a face covering if you come into the building, and we have tape marks on the floor so the line can remain social distanced for you.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now we've got events. We've got some virtual events coming up.
We absolutely do. The next one is tomorrow night, actually. We've got a family night with Randy Peterson. If you're a longtime library children's program attendee, you probably have met Randy. He's a great guy. And he is going to write a song with us virtually on Facebook Live. So Thursday night at 6:30, just drop by our Facebook page. It's an all ages, family friendly, totally free event. He'll have us pick a tune and then he'll help us with the words to a new song that we're going to write together. And it'll be our song. I'm so excited.
Ah, fun. You're too young to remember this, but singer-songwriter Mac Davis used to have a variety show on TV in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of his regular bits on the show, is he would have, this is how good a songwriter he was. Well, unless it was all stage, which it could have been. But but he would have people in the audience shout out, he'd say, I need a name, and I need a situation, and I need a frog's name. And then he would, write a song right there on the spot.
That's amazing.
Which is kind of cool, yeah. So,
I've never written a song in my life, so I can't even fathom.
Me neither, at least none that I've, felt I could share on the radio.
Right.
So, all right. Story time to go kits. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So every Monday, Miss Terica puts out a new kit each week in September. So the kits have an educational activity and a craft, and they're following a different theme each week. So pickup is at the front table, kind of in front of the children's information desk on the first floor. And they drop Mondays at 9 a.m., and they're available until supplies run out. So stop by every week for different cool stuff to do with kids.
All right. Sounds good. Now we've got a new podcast episode coming, too, because this is the second week of the month.
I know. I can't believe that podcast is coming up. But Pager is a monthly podcast brought to you by the West Bend Community Memorial Library and hosted by me.
Yay.
And so if you don't get enough of me tuning in on Wednesday morning, you can definitely check out Pager, the library podcast, pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's got the latest library happenings and book recommendations and fun facts and groan-inducing library jokes. You never know.
Ah.
But it's always going to be library-related in some way. And September's guest is Amber from the Circulation Department. She's actually stopping by to record with me later this morning. And she's never been on the podcast before, so you'll definitely have to tune in for September's episode on the 15th.
Stay tuned. There. Hey, maybe I could do the radio introduction for the podcast, too.
That'd be so awesome.
As Hannah sits at the children's desk in the West Bend Public Library.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teen Tuesdays are back.
Yeah, I did a video yesterday, but every Tuesday I post a video on YouTube and just kind of talk about some stuff to read or watch or listen to, specifically for teens. So, you know, older or younger folks might also get a kick out of those. I've also got a different activity suggestion for teens each week, but this week's is just the library card sign-up month scavenger hunt, because it's fun and easy, and you might get a prize.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. And we've got another program coming up on Tuesday night before
we
chat again.
Yeah, so Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we're going to have another virtual program. Adult librarian Sarah has a series coming up called Time for You Tuesdays. So every Tuesday we'll have a class about relaxation and mindfulness that'll be led by Amy Hackman from Advocate Aurora. She's great if you're familiar with Amy. She does wonderful work. So this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock, she'll be talking about quick journaling techniques via Zoom. And if you are interested in joining, the Zoom information is on our Facebook page, or you can get in touch with Sarah and she'll walk you through joining the Zoom meeting on Tuesday night.
All right. That sounds good. So I have to find, you know, I've had this blue bag that I've always used for my library materials. And I don't know quite where it went, but I suppose I could look at purchasing a book bag, couldn't I?
You absolutely could. So if you're if you have too many things to check out, too much stuff to take home all the time, or you just want to represent the library, you can purchase an official library tote bag. They're available for just $7 at the circulation desk, and we can take cash or check. And everyone will know. Like, it's so stylish. It's a limited first run. You can have a first edition vintage tote bag.
Ooh. Yes.
It's not vintage yet, but it will be.
It will be. 20, 30, 40 years down the road, it will be so vintage.
Exactly. Well, I had someone who was all excited. She's like, I can use this for my farmer's market stuff. I'm like, you can use it for whatever you want. It's your tote bag.
You can. That's the great thing about possessions.
I know. Love it. Love
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and hey, outside, for those who don't want to go inside or want something to do outside when the weather is better than today, a new story walk.
Yeah, we have a brand new one, and I'm particularly attached to this title. It's Library Lion by Michelle Knudsen, and it kind of helps us celebrate Library Card Sign-Up Month. And the story walk has different it's pages of a picture book, and you follow the signs kind of from the front of the library back into the park behind the library. And there are little activities and stuff for kids to check out. It's just a really great, cute way to read a book together, I think.
Yeah. And you know, get a little walk, a little exercise at the same time.
Yeah. Plus, you know, on a day that is the opposite of today, you could also enjoy the weather.
You could. but not so much. We shouldn't say that. Some people really like weather like this, you know. There are members of the Adams family out there, I'm sure, who just, you know, are just, you know, wild about days like today.
You know, if I don't have anywhere to be and I have the right jacket, then yeah.
See, there you go. There you go. So, again, we want to remind people that when you drop items off, they are staying in quarantine for a while, right?
They absolutely are. And it's caught me a couple of times, too, where I'm looking at my account and I'm going, wait a minute, I returned that. And I returned it fewer than 4 days ago. So they get quarantined for 4 days when you bring them back. So we do ask that everybody use the book and media drops. We've got a little wiggle room with the number of checkouts. So if you've got your maximum number of DVDs checked out and you want to check out a new one, just let us know that you dropped it off in the box. Running on the honor system.
There we go.
And then you can get all your DVDs, which I have a bunch right now. It's been good movie weather.
It has been. This is going to be a big movie weekend, I suspect. So,
yeah, I have a bunch lined up.
I'm watching Castle Rock.
Oh, how's that going?
It's kind of like you'd expect it to be.
Okay, yeah, I've heard some good things, but with stuff like that, I'm always worried I'm going to be disappointed.
No, I like it. I'm just kind of, I'm still in the first few episodes, and I'm just kind of feeling my way through trying to figure out who some of these characters are, and I don't think I'm supposed to know yet, so maybe that's why.
Uh-huh.
So, it's one of those kind of things. Well, let's talk about hours at the West Bend Public Library, shall we?
We absolutely shall. The library is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Like I said earlier, a face covering is now required if you want to stop by, and our social distancing policy remains in effect. If you do have any questions, you need help requesting items, you want to see if the thing that you need can be accomplished without making a special trip into the library, give us a call. The number, like I said earlier, is 262-335-5151, and our website is westbendlibrary.org. You can check that out for info on everything I've talked about today.
All right. Sounds good. Well, enjoy. I may see you when I swing in today. Are you at the desk, or are you doing other things today?
I will be, let's see. Let's double check. What year is it? well, this morning I'm recording the podcast, so I will be off the desk. And it looks like this afternoon I will be upstairs.
Okay. All right. Well, then I may or may not see you.
Right. Well, hopefully you have a safe and pleasant visit.
All right. Thanks, Anna. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Hey, thanks for having me. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library.